Vite has been acquired by Cloudflare, or to be precise, the Vite team or the company behind it, Void Zero, is joining Cloudflare. And as a web developer, it's worth a closer look because obviously Vite is a super important tool, the main build tool and so much more in modern JavaScript and TypeScript projects. And of course, the big question therefore is, why is this happening and what does it mean for web developers? And I guess that's two questions actually, but let's take a closer look. Now, first things first, there are three blog posts, I'll link them all below, which talk about this change, and all three of them make it very clear that Vite remains open source under the MIT license, that it will stay vendor agnostic, so you will be able to deploy your Vite applications not just on Cloudflare in the future, but instead just right now and in the past on a multitude of providers, and of course also just on a VPS if you want to. And the development of Vite will still be controlled by the Vite team. They will follow their existing roadmap and so on. Now, I'm 100% sure that it will stay open source, and about the vendor agnostic part, I have absolutely no doubts about that. For the roadmap, I'm pretty sure it will stay pretty Cloudflare independent, but I would guess that it will be influenced by Cloudflare to some degree, because of course, if somebody's paying your bills, you will want to align with their requirements. That being said, I'm sure it will not be Cloudflare exclusive, and there will be many things on that roadmap that will align with broader interest. I'm just mentioning this here because we also had Bun joining Anthropic, so Bun being acquired by Anthropic at the end of last year, and of course, we had pretty much the same message there, you could say. It also still is open source and MIT licensed, and you can absolutely still use Bun for whatever you used it before, and it still is an amazing JavaScript and TypeScript runtime, no doubts about that. But if you look at the features that have been shipped to Bun over the last months, for example, the Bun Web View or the Bun Image API, it of course kind of seems like these are features that makes sense for a tool that's used by coding agents and that even runs a coding agent, namely Claude Code. So I would expect that with Vite, we also see a tool that stays amazing, that can be used for all kinds of projects, that you can run on any provider. But I would imagine that some parts of the future roadmap will particularly help you with building Cloudflare applications, if that makes sense. But at the same time, many of the things that may make it easier to build and ship Cloudflare applications may also make it easier to ship web applications with other providers. So that's not really negative. It's just something to be aware of, I would say. Or something I think, I of course don't know. But why exactly is this happening? And what exactly is that Void Zero thing, in case you missed it? Well, as mentioned, Void Zero is a company set up by Evan Yu, the creator of Vite, the creator of Vue.js 2, by the way. And in case you wonder, Vue.js is not part of this deal. It's not part of Void Zero. The Vue.js team now is pretty much independent of Evan Yu, is my understanding at least. So for many, many years, Vue hasn't been a one-man show anymore. So Vue.js is absolutely not related to that. But Void Zero is a company that was set up, I think, in 2022 or 2023 and received venture capital funding. And they built build tools. They built many amazing build tools. They built Oxlint, for example, an amazing alternative to ESLint. They also built FMT, Ox Format, an amazing formatter, all super fast, built with Rust under the hood. They also build Rolldown, a Rust-powered JavaScript and TypeScript bundler. And all these tools are part of that Void Zero company and are used or usable via Vite under the hood. And they built that to build a comprehensive ecosystem of tools that make your life as a developer easier and faster, so that building JavaScript applications is more fun and faster and so on. That is Void Zero, so a company that builds these build tools. Now, how does such a company earn money? That exactly is the big problem. As mentioned, they are venture capital funded, or were venture capital funded, and obviously, therefore, they need to earn some money at some point. And I guess even if they weren't, everybody needs to make a living. So at the end of last year, in October 2025, they announced Veet Plus. And the idea was to have like one tool, like a supercharged Veet. Veet, of course, is free to use. Veet Plus, that was the idea, would not be free to use. Instead, it would simply be one tool that has all that linting, formatting, testing stuff built in and makes it particularly easy to use. Of course, you could set it up all on your own too in a normal Veet project. You could add Vtest for testing, OxFormat, OxLint, and wire it up all manually. And the idea behind Veet Plus was that it would make that all a bit easier, would come with all these things built in, and be more interesting for companies, therefore, that want a standardized, best practice enabled setup. But of course, yeah, charging money for something which you can also relatively easy set up on your own, probably not the best idea. Or simply not an idea that earns you tons of money, or that's very hard to monetize, at least. That's why then later they announced Void. And Void, you could say, was a framework built on top of Veet, a framework that would make it far easier to build complete full-stack applications, and most importantly, also deploy them to Cloudflare. It would essentially be like a service built on top of Cloudflare, where you wouldn't have to worry about provisioning or setting up all the Cloudflare infrastructure under the hood. Instead, you could build your full stack application and then run a command, and it would then set up the Cloudflare resources for you. So it would make building full stack applications and deploying them easier. That was the idea behind the Void framework. And the idea was that you could use it with all these different front ends, so it would not be Vue-specific or React-specific, but instead the main kicker would be that it's easy to deploy it, that all these resources are set up for you. And you can already see the connection there, right? It would use Cloudflare under the hood. Back then, the idea still was to do that as a product, though, not as part of Cloudflare. But it, I guess, made a lot of sense to then take the next step and actually join Cloudflare. And that is what happened now. And the idea here is that Cloudflare is moving quickly towards becoming an infrastructure provider, a hosting provider that makes it particularly easy to build AI-built applications. So, you know, you got all these AI agents going around, you got all these vibe-coded apps or these agentic engineered apps, and many of these web apps then at some point need to be deployed, and many of them need features like queues or databases or file systems, file storage. And Cloudflare offers all these services, but in the past, and to some degree still right now, you have to wire up all the stuff manually. So you need some understanding of which products Cloudflare offers, how they connect, how they work. And the mission of Cloudflare, and not just Cloudflare, by the way, but also of many other hosting providers nowadays, is to give you that simplified deployment experience, also that agent-ready deployment experience, where you got an agent build a web application for you, probably with your input or maybe also entirely vibe-coded, and then you give the agent also a CLI, which is very agent-friendly to use, got a lot of explanations in there, which the agent can then use to quickly deploy it to the cloud. Cloudflare wants to become a provider for these kinds of applications, and they plan on building it all on top of Veet. So in the official Cloudflare blog post, they talk a bit more about this mission. They also show some impressive numbers about their Veet plugin, which existed before that deal, which saw rapid adoption this year because AI agents use Veet. It's the established standard JavaScript ecosystem build tool, bundler, whatever you want to call it. And Cloudflare is pretty popular amongst agents already. So they got pretty strong adoption for that Veet plugin, and they now want to take that to the next level. And they want to build a new CLI, Cloudflare CLI, which should become a superset of Veet, so built on top of Veet, so that your agents, of course also you, but the main idea is your agents, can use that tool to quickly build full stack applications and then also easily deploy them. And all these resources are provisioned for you behind the scenes. So kind of going back to that vision of the Void framework, but now agent first and fully integrated with Cloudflare, with the official Cloudflare support, also monetary support, of course. And that is what's going to happen there. Now, the good news, of course, for us developers is that the features that already make Vite great, all these different tools I mentioned before for formatting, linting, and Vite itself and its extensibility and so on, that all benefits this vision, this Cloudflare future vision too. And therefore, as mentioned initially, I have no doubt that it will stay open, that you will be able to use it with other vendors, also because there is no way around Vite basically right now, especially since these agents have these strong opinions on which tools they want to use by default, which especially matters for wipe-coded apps, of course. And therefore, I believe we'll only see more hosting providers pushing towards that agent-first, easy deployment vision, and they will probably also embrace Vite for that, or at least the chances are pretty high for that, I would say. But of course, Cloudflare now got kind of priority access, you could say, and of course, also as mentioned initially, they can influence the roadmap a bit to make sure that this own CLI that they're building, this Cloudflare CLI, which I mentioned, that this really works well together with Vite under the hood, so to say. Anyways, that's the plan there. That are some interesting changes. And I also want to make it very clear, not just that I have no doubts about Vite staying open source and so on, and I don't see that as a negative thing at all. Instead, it's crucial that open source maintainers can make a living off that, earn money, and continue working on the tools we use every day. And that's not something to frown on or to see as a bad thing or as a sellout or anything like that, because ultimately, like you and me, everybody needs to make money. And therefore, I think it's great to see popular projects being backed or acquired by companies, even if they then influence their development a bit, as long as it's not totally shifting away from being a flexible open ecosystem, which I don't see happening. I think that is a great development. But of course, as always, let me know what you think about this deal.